Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 24 for June 24th, 2020. And I almost forgot about it this time. Just a minute or two ago, I looked at the time and was like, oh, man, I need to do this. I mean, I usually do it late anyway, but I usually am aware of it, but I forgot about it this time. So I just have a little topic, because this is just sort of what I was looking at as I remembered about having to record this, so I'll just talk about what's on my mind. And it's an Apple thing again. I won't talk about Apple stuff for the duration of these, but this is just happened to be what was on my mind when I noticed and I was looking at my RSS feeds. So they've announced that the new Macs, where Apple's doing their own silicon, they're doing their own chips and everything, that there's a new way to boot them. For people who don't know, people who don't use Macs, there were a whole bunch of boot commands that there were single or multiple key commands that you would press while the system was booting. Usually on older Macs, it was when the boot chime happened. I don't know what you do on newer ones because I don't have one, but like you'd press R to go into recovery mode. If you had an older one that had a CD drive, you could press C to boot from the CD. There was there's a whole bunch of them. Now, with the new Macs that are coming out, they've gotten rid of all that, and instead, there's a menu that comes up if you hold down the power button. And that's great. I think that's going to make it easier for a lot of people. But I wonder, for those of us who use VoiceOver, which is the screen reader built into the Mac, how that's going to work. Now maybe there is a WWDC session about the new Mac architecture, and maybe they cover this. I'm not sure. I haven't watched it yet. So this is, like I said, this is just my sort of initial thoughts from reading these news articles. I don't think that boot menu would talk. I really would be surprised if that would happen, but hopefully, with this menu, hopefully it's not just the arrow keys and enter or the mouse and clicking the mouse that would make it, that would select the option. Hopefully they have at least single letter navigation commands, or they have some means that I haven't thought of accessing it, because there are times that you need to say go into recovery mode or boot from external drive or something of that nature. So I hope that they have considered accessibility with this new approach. I'm not too worried. I mean, I think if they haven't, they will. Apple is pretty good about accessibility. But that was just something that popped into my head as I was reading about this new way of booting up Macs that a lot of people on my news feeds were really excited about, and I'm just hoping there's accessibility there as well. So I guess we'll see. Maybe the answer is already known. I just don't know it. But we shall see, I guess. So I think that's going to be all for me today. I will have more for you tomorrow. I'm going to try not to have... I've talked about Apple stuff for the last three posts. I'm going to try not to do that again, or at least do that every day. I may talk about it at some point, but I'm going to try to talk about something else tomorrow. And with that, I will be back with more tomorrow. Take care.